The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Jamie Blumenthal, President of Retirement Strategies and Solutions, is in the house. Love it. Plus, God has a better pair of sneakers, but are we more like Jonah than we think? Ooh, good one. And then plus, forfeiting grace.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. And because Jamie's here, lessons for planning. That's a good idea, too. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you. First, we're thanking you for all the people that have been calling in. Very cool. So I'm thanking you for that. Then I'm also asking you. You are welcome to call in. You're welcome to call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Of course, any topic is open for conversation. We get to do the trivia. You get to do prayer requests. You get to do praise reports. And praise reports are cool because other people hear cool things that are going on, and that kind of cheers them up, especially in a world that's semi-wackadoodle. So it's kind of a good thing to do. Additionally, you're welcome to call, and keep in mind, you don't have to speak professionally. You technically don't even have to go on the air. You can probably ask Wonder Julie if you have something you want to ask her. Just remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio, and that's why we have such a good time. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Now, I have Jamie in, and hi, Jamie. How you doing, by the way?
Great. How are you, David?
I'm doing great. We're going to get to you in a second. I do want to bring up this one thing that Wonder Julie sent me. Did you sent me this email like this morning, didn't you?
Yes.
And it's just like, in Fort Worth, they're having, is it a conference or a seminar?
A seminar, I think.
Okay. Well, it's a seminar, and it's about atheists, okay? And the atheists are having a seminar, and they have these little banners, and in the banner it says, "In no God we trust." See, because they're kind of doing their own little marketing thing.
But they're all the way down the street.
All the way down the street. Yeah. They probably don't give that much attention when it's a faith-based issue. They probably are giving extra support so they don't get sued or something. But here's the bottom line. I just in response, as nice as I can, in no God we trust and in no heaven are you going to. That's my line. Sorry.
And no Fort Worth Street am I going to until they leave.
Yeah. I mean, that's just like, look, I am not calling these people a fool. The scripture says the fool has said in his heart there is no God. I didn't call him a fool. I didn't write the book. I can just read. See, Dick, run. See, I got that. Okay, so we hope and pray for their salvation. It's not up to me where they do or don't go, but using what we have, see Dick run, see Jane run, see Jane throw rock at Dick. Okay, just using that stuff, I can figure out these guys, not enough sunblock that's going to help them in potential burn scenarios. That's all I got to say there. So I'm just going to kind of leave that. Move that on. Did you like that, Jamie? That was pretty funny, huh?
That's good.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's talk. I want to talk because I want people to get to really know Jamie, and here's one of the biggest things about what we're doing together. First, I want to acknowledge that he's a sponsor of the show. So if this show has blessed you, if you have had the opportunity to have prayers prayed for you, if you've had that opportunity to get some trivia questions answered, and by the way, now there's, I think there's like, is it almost like 10 people that have won? It's quite a few. that have won something in some capacity.
Nine.
Ooh, what a good guess. Anyway, so they've all won. All of that is because of people like Jamie who come in, they support the show, they recognize it takes time to get to know you, but they also recognize that there needs to be value in what they're doing, and they want people to engage with them. And that's what we want. And we want to keep it all going so that we can continue to further the kingdom and teach and share and have fun and encourage one another as things may seem to get a little nuttier and nuttier. So that's one of the big things I want to acknowledge right off the bat. The other part about this is I have an expertise in maybe three areas in my life. And then I have a better than average knowledge in, you know, like 10, 15 things. And then I have this horrible knowledge in like 9,000 things. Okay. So I recognize I'm at the 20-ish point. I actually really enjoy the financial realm. It's something that I've been involved with. So I enjoy it, but I don't understand it the way that I would like to. So I look at it. I admire it, but I go, because I'm not as intelligent. Let me ask Jamie this, and then I'll give him the floor. When you encounter people who are trying to figure out, is that kind of the average where they know they need to do some planning, they know they need to get some financial things going, but it's just they just don't understand the realm?
That's true. It's almost like they wake up one day and they realize that they've been working for 10, 20, 25, 30 years, and they realize they maybe spend more time planning a one-week vacation, like a 4th of July or, you know, a vacation we can actually take, than they actually have taken time to plan for their financial future. So it's kind of it's not comical, but it is a reality where people don't plan to fail. They just fail to make a plan. So we have a what is called a risk analysis report, which kind of lets them take a test, a self-graded test at home, how they feel about money. You know, what is their goal? What is their objective? Can they afford to lose or erode principal with risk in the market? Or are they looking for something more safe and guaranteed and kind of a blend, a cross-reference ratio between the two?
Is there a connection? And I assume there is. So let me start by saying this, that some people are thinking, well, you know, I'm getting older and the government, they're going to take care of me. And is that, I mean, and the only reason I bring that up is because even unlike Texas, and I will share this, the machine that works as a government is highly lacking when it comes to multiple individuals, like the DMV or something in California, which, by the way, is a 9-hour day.
Oh, my Lord.
So don't even tell me. I don't even want to hear
it's
about
like
it.
It's like a bakery. Take
yeah.
a number.
Yeah, take a number. Go sit down. And we'll Wi-Fi is not free. Anyway, so money wherever they can. Are people relying on that instead of preparing?
Sure. They think at some point, oh, yeah, I'll get Social Security. And some people think, well, Social Security may not be here. But they'll say, I'll work my job, and after my job, I'll retire. Well, then they kind of realize in the 2 or 3 or 4 years before retirement, they don't have enough money from their job to retire. So then they say, well, what about Social Security? Well, we can help run a Social Security analysis report of good, better, best, and optimal. You know, are they married? Can they do a strategy called file and suspend? Can they do a strategy called restricted application? Were they married at least 10 years and maybe now widowed, where they can collect Social Security on the deceased spouse as early as age 60? So there's all types of supplemental tricks of the trade, if you will. We can help garner those opportunities and bring them to the table and show them how to fill that income gap or get additional income that they may be lacking through their job or 401k.
Do people, when they meet with you, and I guess I'm not looking for a percentage, but I guess I guess I kind of am in a sense. When you talk to people, are there people that go, that's not enough? You know, like, I mean, is that like a realization?
Absolutely. It's called the red zone. They're like three quarters or 80% down the football field, and they're approaching this diving board that they've got to jump off of cause leaving to work. And they say, well, how in the world am I going to retire? And, you know, that's a pretty good question, but it's a little late to think about it. So we've got, you know, this is a journey. This is a mapping. This is a plan where we can help you if you've got 10 years to retirement, if you got 5 years to retirement, you've got 12, 15, or 20 years, we can show you how to connect the dots and hit a home run.
Yeah, and that's important for people to know, and I want to bring up that specific point real quickly. Even if you're only 5 years out, you're not out of the game.
No,
The game is not over. And I think that I think people think that. I think they think, I wish I would have done this 10 years ago. Yeah, but you can still do it now.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I get people said, gosh, I wish I would have met you 10 years ago. Well, that's water under the bridge, but we can go tomorrow forward with a plan. The most important thing is you live within your means, and as you get down the road ready to separate from the workforce, we have some key elements. It's a chapter or two in our book that you should have all your debt satisfied. In other words, should not have a house payment any longer. You should not have a car payment. If you do use a credit card, please pay that credit card off in full every 30 days and don't carry balances and pay interest and start digging that hole. That's very difficult to get out of. So, you know, manage while you're working. Those are your prime years to pay off your expenses like your house, your car, your credit cards. And when you get down to the end, you want to be fairly nimble and don't have that debt hanging over your head. And hopefully you can live on, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month and be fairly reasonable. And that's why people can't afford to stop working, because their lifestyle expenses are far greater than their income would otherwise be.
Yeah, excellent answer. All right, so here's a couple things I want to tell you. We're going to take our break. Jamie Blumenthal, Retirement Strategies and Solution, 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. RetireTheRightWay.com. We're going to come back more with Jamie. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, and we'll be back.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. Knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown, now that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy, 972-445-1700, or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then it was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know, so you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
You're here when I need you the most. When I need you the most. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, hanging out with Jamie Blumenthal, Prez of Retirement Strategies and Solutions. That number, by the way, 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. RetireTheRightWay.com. See that? See that? So that was important, right? So one really good thing about our people is that we have really good URLs. So RetireTheRightWay.com. So you can fill that out. You can sit down with Jamie and have a chance to talk to him and get his book. You'll find out. And one of the things we've talked about, besides scheduling you in on the off time here, was people don't realize that even if they have only got X amount of time to work. So let's just talk about that, because I think some people think, oh, it's too late.
Yeah, very good. So I met with a client just last week. They came to one of our seminar workshops, and we had an appointment. They said, well, I'm planning to retire in maybe 2, 3 to 5 years. I said, well, that's great. So we kind of did the investigation in terms of interview confidentiality and determined that they had X amount of dollars in a 401k and then a little money over at, you know, TD Ameritrade. And so we said, well, gosh, you got enough here for us to put it to work for you on a safe and guaranteed basis. You get a bonus to sign on of like 8%. You got a 7% minimum floor guarantee every year. I said, if you keep working 4 years, this is what you'll have. And he says, wow. And if I work 6 more years, he's now 60. And if he works till 70, he'll have like $869,000 in that account. He can draw $50,000-$60,000 a year, lifetime pension plus his Social Security. He says, man, that's great. Super. I can do it. Man, I had no idea. I'm so glad we came to your workshop, Jamie. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so people don't realize what they do or don't have. And even if it's on the negative side, so like for somebody like me, I'm going to have a substantially less amount. But I need to know, what do I need to work to? What do I need to get to? Where is that life expectancy? Because as much as I like things that the government may and or may not do, me thinking 15 years from now, that's all going to be super duper good. Me thinks there might be a digit or a name attached to that somewhere on my wrist or forehead, so it makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm just saying, you know? So I'd like to have some of my own means. I want to ask you a question. I want to make sure you have the opportunity to share anything you wanted to share, but I did want to ask you a question on the glossary stuff, because I'm a student by nature. So I'm going through the glossary, and folks, just in case you don't know how this works for me, this is how it works for me. I look at something, and I think, how does that work in my life? How does that apply? So I go through his glossary. He's got on his website, retiretherightway.com, he's got a glossary, and it's like 12 pages of definitions, so you can know exactly what's going on. And so one of the first ones, there's two of them that I knew I wasn't getting past right off the bat, was adjusted gross income. And I want to talk about that, because adjusted gross income, as far as I know, this is where I is that's when you say, I made 40 grand, I have 30 grand in deductions, my adjusted gross income is 10 grand.
Right.
Okay, but the problem with that is, while you can do that on your taxes, when you go to qualify for a house or when you do other things, it's a no good.
Yeah.
How do you find the balance there then, if you're just a regular person, maybe not loaded, but really try, what do you do? What's the best
thing? So that's a good, very good question. There's two ways a mortgage company looks at a person to be able to qualify with their guidelines for a mortgage or for a loan. First is if you're a W-2 employee. A W-2 employee means you get a paycheck from the company, you know, in an interval period, whether it's weekly, biweekly, semi-monthly, once a month. And they take out or hold out taxes for you. Now, that's called a W-2 wage earner.
Okay.
You're an employee of a company. Pretty simple. They don't have a lot of deductions. They don't have a lot of write-off opportunities other than what the government gives them of, say, a married couple of $24,000 a year for a couple. Now, that's case number one. Case number two is quite a bit different, where you're self-employed and you're a 1099. You don't get a W-2. You don't have an employer that provides, say, a 401k. You don't have benefits. You don't have health insurance. You don't have somebody holding out taxes for you. So you've got to do that on your own to pay Social Security, say, quarterly, or, you know, your paperwork that has to go into a government entity on a quarterly basis to keep in check with them, because some quarters you may underperform in wages, some quarters you may overperform, but it's all an estimate. So at the end of the day, if you are self-employed, you can make, say, $50,000 a year, but then you got $30,000 or $40,000 of deductions. The income is going to look like you make $20,000 a year. Well, that's not good for a mortgage company. So you got to kind of recalculate and, massage the numbers a little bit.
Is that, like, when you're doing it for the government, does the mortgage company use the money you submit to the government to?
They'll look at, say, 3 years of past tax returns, and they'll say, well, we need more income somewhere. Do you have a rich aunt giving you a trust fund, or do you have income from a farm rental, or, rental income? So the self-employed person typically has a much more difficult time to qualify for a mortgage because of the inherent deductions that come along with that, taking the risk, if you will, versus somebody as a W-2 employee. They want to see a pay stub. As long as you produce a pay stub, they know what your income is, because you don't have the write-offs that a self-employed type person does.
If you're a self-employed person, or let's say you have a job and you're getting you're a W-2, but then in another capacity you're a W-9 kind of person.
1099.
Or 1099, sorry.
Yes.
It seems like it's a disadvantage in a certain sense.
Most definitely.
Because you have to nail that down. What bothers me, though, is you can make $100,000 a year. You can have all your deductions range really high, and you can be paying $2,000 a month in your rent or whatever your payment is, and then they're like going, you don't make enough. And it's like, but I've been paying $2,000 a month for 10 years. How does that – it's like, that just seems so unfair.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem –
Yeah, there's two sets of books, you know, the way that a mortgage company looks at an application on an individual. So –
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty self-employed people have a much more difficult time getting approved than would a W-2 paycheck stub type person.
See, I'm the guy that's asking this question. You see what I'm saying? And then I go through it. Here's the next thing, because this is – first of all, that pertains to me. And then this directly pertains to me. It's the very next question, or the very next definition, administrative expense for estate planning. So I know that sounds like it's this big number, but – let me give you a scenario and then tell me how it would respond. Let's say you have an estate of $200,000 or $250,000 and you pass away and you said to your son.
Or the executor.
Yeah. Right? He's the executor. He's better with numbers than perhaps the other kids. So
he's entitled to some type of fee.
How is that figured out? How's that determined? How does that work? I mean, does he determine that?
Yeah, so usually in the document that was prepared by the person who is now deceased, there is a percentage in there or a dollar amount in that will or in that trust saying that the executor is entitled to reasonable admin expenses to execute the estate.
Okay.
Or to work through, muddle through, settle the estate to the named or intended beneficiaries. Normally it's, I would say, a range of, they'll say he can have $5,000 of a flat fee.
Okay. So it's not always a percentage.
No,
sometimes it's
varies.
A named amount.
Yeah, it could be a set amount. It could be a percentage. The larger the estate, the dollar would normally come down.
Oh, okay, yeah. Gotcha.
So if it's a $1 million estate, they may say he's entitled to maybe 2%.
Gotcha.
If it's a small estate, maybe it's a couple $100,000 estate, they say, well, he can have a one-time $5,000.
Right, gotcha.
Something reasonable, but not to exceed.
Closer to 5%, though, in that kind of thing.
Right, right.
So the reason that that's important, I think, is because there's people that have small estates, whether it's connected to life insurance and or whatever, but they've got somebody that's going to do it and maybe have not named an amount, like something's going to happen, right? I mean, the person's going to be the administrator of that estate. They should get something, but then you hear stories on television.
So we also do a very comprehensive four-legged estate planning. We do legal documents. We have an attorney that will prepare and draw up a will package, a living trust package, medical and financial power of attorneys, living will, guardianship papers. So the more sophisticated document is called a revocable living trust. That avoids going through probate. There is no drag on through the court system. There's no lawyer fees. It's a simple, John owned this, John passed away, now his wife Mary inherits 100%.
Gotcha.
Most of the beneficiary designations that we discuss comes into the realm is called a beneficiary review, which you can come into our office. We'll do a beneficiary review to make sure that those beneficiaries are not named to the estate of John Jones. The estate of John Jones will be drugged through the probate court and will incur court costs and delays and loss of privacy as it goes through the probate process versus a living trust. It's instant, immediate, and tax-free to the heirs. There is no probate.
Yeah. See, folks, this is why you need to get together with Jamie right there. Get that? I mean, there's just nothing. I mean, that's just the first two definitions. I'm going, well, what about this? And what about this? And it's like, it's super easy, folks. 800-287-1667 or retiretherightway.com. Set up a meeting. Doesn't cost you any money to meet with them. Talk to them. You'll get a book out of the deal. Plus, you get to talk to somebody who gets it.
Yeah, we'll give them a one-hour free consultation.
Oh, there you go.
Meet and greet. If we like each other and you say, yeah, I think I'd like to go to the next appointment, then we go that route. Still no cost, no obligation.
You might even get a Tootsie Roll out of that. That's a pretty good deal. Okay, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.